Andre, you're in there. You guys watch a lot of film as part of your prep. I wonder, from your perspective as a player on this defense, how would you grade the pass rush and the ability of your team to get to the quarterback here in this first quarter of the football season?
You know, the pressure is there now as far as just be actually getting to a quarterback and you know either sacking them or causing knockdowns. You know, it's been a little bit inconsistent. But once we watched film, we were like, okay, one step closer here, one step closer there. So the intensity is there. Don't get me wrong, the will and determination is there. We just gotta get there a little bit faster. And it's just, like I said, it's all about a matter of heart and will.
I think we look at sacks. Is there a different stat? Is it quarterback pressures, quarterback hits, something different, Andre, you guys look at in terms of success getting after the opposing quarterback that we might not look at?
It's a little bit of everything. Of course, sacks are high, but if you can get a quarterback flustered throughout the whole game as far as with pressures and knockdowns, that takes a toll on a quarterback. So if you have all those three factors combined in a game, then the level of success as far as on the defense side of the ball is high.
You guys roll into Oakland. You got Rolando McClain coming out here saying this Patriots team, they're a finesse team.
Right.
How much is that? You hear something like that, you're rolling down there. I would think you're kind of using that to motivate a little bit, no?
No, we didn't really pay no mind to it. I think the most important thing coming into Oakland was how we're going to be and how we're going to be successful. Offensively, they ran our offense ran the ball well. They were successful to make big plays, and defensively, fortunately, we did give up a lot of big plays. But overall, we played a decent game, but we can always do better.
So I'm guessing it's the same opinion when you hear someone like Santonio Holmes come out and say about particularly your defense. The numbers speak for themselves about how they're not playing.
Well, we can't really pay attention to that. I think what's most important is what we do on Sunday and what they do on Sunday. I think that's what boils down to. Comments are comments, and I respect man's opinion, but at the end of the day, it's all about preparation and going forth and out-executing your opponent.
You had played out there in San Francisco. You went to school at Cal. Was there any added buzz for you going back to the Bay Area for that game last week, Andre?
Well, it was great. I had the fan base was definitely high. I got a lot of friends out there and friends of the family out there. So it was always great going back to the Bay. That's where it started for me. Me and my dad moved there in 1995. I was a junior in high school. My dad was coaching at San Jose State. So, of course, there's a lot of memories, and it was just a blessing just to continue playing and playing in Oakland.
Andre, I think a lot of Patriots fans looked at this defense, guys like you coming in and Haynesworth coming in and Sean Ellis, and we expected to see attacking defense. And how is it frustrating when you start to see some of the bodies that aren't there that maybe aren't allowing a guy like Albert Haynesworth not in there, or Ali Bodden or Razai Dowling affecting that backfield and not becoming that defense you can? Or is it just, hey, we've got depth and go get them?
Depth, I think depth is always important. So whoever's down, whoever's the next guy has to come in and step up. That's one thing about in this business is being a professional and taking pride in what you do. And eventually those men will come along and we'll even have more depth. But at the end of the day, we constantly study and know our strengths and know our weaknesses and continue to improve week by week.
We're talking to Patriots defensive end Andre Carter. Vince Wilfork had his second, Andre, interception of the year. I thought bigger than the pick, man, was the return. He was stiff-arming guys. He was running dudes over. Let us in on a little practice behind the scenes here. Are we going to see Vince lined up as a running back here? I think that guy's got some ball ability. Might be able to carry the rock for you guys.
I tell him, man, he's a big guy. He holds that football like a honey baked ham. So, anything is possible. We just keep on telling him, you got to take one to the house. And we got to, as a defense, we got to ride to him and get those blocks for him because I think he's due for one.
You see the big man rolling down there. I'm looking here. You don't have an interception yourself. You got
to
be thinking, hey, do you start thinking about what you're going
to
do once you get that big one?
Oh, I'm going to try to take it to the house. I'm going to be happy probably if the camera's on me, and I'll probably be smiling and giggling as I'm running down. So we'll see what happens when that day comes, hopefully.
All right, we noticed this. We follow you on Twitter. You made the change. You're now Mr. _ Carter 93.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Fortunately, I couldn't do it on my iPhone, so I had to find a desktop computer, which I did, and I changed it, and, it said it was as easy as 1, 2, 3. So that's my bad for the delay.
No, and we follow you on there, and you got to let us in. You were doing a lot of tweets last week heading into that game. that were they classic Bay hits? You know, Bay City hits.
Classic Bay hits. No, actually, one guy was joking with me. He was saying, "I don't remember this music. This must be that old music." I was like, "What are you trying to say?" And he was like, "Oh yeah, it's old school music."
What kind of music were you bumping there? What's the old school classic Bay hits you were tweeting out?
You know, everybody knows E-40. Everybody knows the Loonies. That was some of the jams. The old Yuck Mouth, I'm not sure if everybody heard of them. Too Short, you can't forget about Too Short. He's from the Bay Area. So, you know, some good hits kind of growing up in high school and in college.
Andre, we appreciate it. It's Jet Week. Enjoy Rex. Enjoy the Jets here in New England. We'll talk to you soon.
Sounds good. God bless you, guys. Appreciate everything.
There he is, Andre Carter.